Open your Bibles today. Hello. To the book, the Gospel of Mark. Mark chapter what? 9 and 23. Mark Gospel. Are you in the house this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. Thank you. Musicians. Thank you, choir. Thank you all for your words. The one thing that will help every believer is to find out who you are and know your enemy and know his tactics and know how he's schemed to get over on God's people. Amen. So, have you found Mark 9:23 yet? All right. Listen to the text, and it says, "And Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." How many things? But what make it be impossible? Unbelief or not believing. Now, here we go. Now listen to this from the Passion Translation. Give me a minute to get there. It's all a slow this morning. I guess I must have... We must have a little internet default. But listen to the Passion here. Are you ready? I'll probably read the story if I have time. Jesus said unto him, "What do you mean if?" So let's bag up a little, okay? Bag me up to the what verse I want to bag up to. He said in verse 15, just back up to the 15 in the King James, all right? And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, was greatly amazed, running to him and saluted him. Verse 16, and he asked the scribe, "What question ye with him?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit." I want y'all to listen real good. "And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him. And he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake unto thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." Now put a pin there. "I spoke with your disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." They what? Could not. That's what the man said. "He answered and said unto him, and he answered him and said, Oh, what faithless generation. How long shall I be with you? And how long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. Now listen. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit did what? Tear him. And he fell on the ground and did what? Wallow, foaming. And he, Jesus, asked the Father, how long is this it ago since this had come up on him? I listened to the answer. And he said, of a child. Oftentimes it would cast him into the fire and to the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do what? Have compassion on us and help us. Now, I wonder why he wasn't fully convinced that Jesus could help him. He had dealt with his disciples and he knew that his disciple was a follower. They followed Jesus. And he began to respond to Jesus according to his disciple unbelief in their unbelief where they couldn't help him. If you can do anything. I done tried your disciple now. I don't even know if you can do it. I'm about to say some things today by the Holy Ghost. You have to be very, very prayerful who you hang around. Amen. Who you hang around, who you associate with. And he was responding or answering, talking to Jesus in light of what his disciples couldn't do. Many times we read the word. Many times we talk to other people that don't know the word. And we respond according to what they said about the word. It's not right. Anybody in the house?
Amen.
So the Passion translation said it like this. He said, have compassion on and help us. Jesus said unto them, what do you mean if? Now what do you mean if? You know who you're talking to? Y'all ain't. Y'all, you gonna get into me. What do you mean if? He put the if right back on it. Didn't he do it? If you are able to believe, all things are possible to the believer. All things are possible to him that believes. How many things? The man finally caught his mistake. He said, I believe. But I got some unbelief. Didn't he say it? He said in verse 24, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. You know, his believing got Jesus working on that child. I'm going to say it again. His believing, even though he had unbelief, you know, Jesus went on to help him.